live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone is joining us in 2 minutes. He has massive intel on the 2024 election. One of the top political analysts in the country, and of course, former chief advisor to President Trump and current confidant. But first, Charlie Kirk states something that's a well-known fact, but he states it very well. And I want this to sink in because this is the reality. The Democrat globalists hate America. They're doing it all on purpose. They're not incompetent. Here it is.
What the Democrats are doing is a deliberate plan of destruction against the United States of America. This is not that Joe Biden does not, well, he doesn't really know where he is, I mean, but that's a separate issue. His team knows what they're doing. They hate the country. They have bitterness for this republic, and they are making intentional steps to ruin it. In the 1970s, there were two Marxist communist political philosophers, Cloward Piven, who wrote a document saying that we are going to turn America into a communist country by doing three things. We will destroy the U.S. dollar by printing trillions of dollars we do not have. We will build a deep state of government agents that will go after everyday citizens and that will absorb the private sector. And we will open up the southern border of the United States to allow tens of millions of third worlders to come into the country. This is called the Cloward Piven strategy. Trillions of dollars we do not have. A deep state administrative state that is destroying the country and is locking up our political dissidents and allowing the third world to come into America. It is not a mistake or an accident what Joe Biden is doing. It is intentional. And therefore, it is evil what he is doing. He is a traitor to the United States of America.
All right, Roger Stone joins us. I set him up for the show a couple days ago. We haven't talked. I'd imagine he wasn't listening. He's always very busy. So I'm going to just restate what I said in the first 30 minutes. And Roger never wants to say it's in the bag because 56 days is a lifetime in politics. But that said, talking to the public, seeing what I experience out, you know, in the street, and looking at, in just the last 48 hours, Elton John, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, all these other huge musicians, top people everywhere, world leaders saying great things about Trump, that he's a genius, that he's always been nice, that they like him, that they think he's a great man. And then also what they say, like America's in trouble, the Democrats are violent, they're going to do bad things. That's what Rock said, The Rock said. Those guys know where their fan base is. They know it's hurting them more not to support Trump. So I don't care what some musician or actor says or does when they're just being paid to put out something. I care about men and women of action, you know, scientists and military people and heroes and you know, folks that inventors and people that have morals and for decades and decades and decades and decades and decades stand on the same major issues. You know, I hate the globalists, but I respect them because at least they're planning to take over and turn humans into cyborgs and kill the majority of us. I mean, they're really doing it. So I respect them. I hate every stinking cell in their bodies, but I understand that they are committed. They know who they are. They have a purpose. We need to get our purpose, and we're getting that. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship. There's a lot of bad methodology in polls that the Democrats are paying for, their subsidiaries are. You can track that. They're saying she's winning. But she said last week, and I played the clip, let's pull it up again if we can for later. We'll use another one of her fake Southern voices. She's like, now don't you think, or however she does it, I can't even imitate it. It's so fake. I tell y'all, don't be thinking I'm going to win so easy. Them polls ain't right. It's really close. Yeah, you're really far behind. So she said, don't listen to the polls. That's to convince people not to the Republican to give up, but we're actually real close. I need all you to vote right now. We play the clip. It's bizarre that's in that voice, but that's desperation. So I'm not saying don't go vote. I'm not saying don't get others to go vote. I'm not saying to not keep waking people up because they got a lot of fraud they can bake in, but they tried to kill him July 13th because they already knew they can't stop him. which means black swans, expanded wars, cyber attacks, power outages, new assassination attempts. And we got to keep that on the front burner. In this modern culture, there's so much entertainment and so much garbage. People don't differentiate a movie from the real world. This is the real world. I know our general audience knows that. I'm not being patronizing. I'm simply saying we need to understand how critical and how urgent the situation is. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, hosts a daily, very popular program and also it's a top show now being syndicated by WABC, the top station in the country. Roger, so much craziness. I want to walk through this. Do you agree with what I just said or you want to take us to the next level on it? Because I always defer to you on these matters. There's not many people that actually know more than I do, but you do on the issue of elections by a thousand miles. And then where Trump's going, what you expect in the debate tomorrow night between the Laughing Hyena and our champion, DJT, Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, the first thing I'm upset about is, you're right, I was in New York for the weekend, went up there for a great charity event put on by 77 WABC, and also for the first time broadcast my Sunday radio show from their studios, which I had never done before. It's a great experience. But when I came back, Alex, my cat is missing. So I'm really beginning to worry that perhaps some Haitian illegal immigrant has eaten my cat. It's a very legitimate concern. I've looked everywhere. This cat's always at the front door when I come home. So it's a very real concern. To go to your question, I'm growingly optimistic. Now, you know, I'm never optimistic. I'm very, very cautious about these things. And I recognize the volatility of our politics. I recognize that the pool of voters who are still available is very small. I recognize particularly that although they don't have the monopoly on mainstream media discourse that they had in 2016, and in 2020, they still have enormous influence, and I'm still tremendously concerned about censorship. Censorship, I still think, is the number one problem, because if we can't freely exchange ideas, if we can't express our views, well, then we really can't raise any of these other questions that are facing America. I was shocked to see a guy that I went to high school with, Robert Reich. Now, I always knew Robert Reich was he's kind of a pompous guy, and I always knew he was a liberal, a leftist. But he now wants Elon Musk to be arrested and prosecuted because he lets people like you and I back on his social media platform X. If this isn't authoritarianism, if this isn't Bolshevism, what is it?
And here's a photo you sent from your yearbook. Here you are. This was Bill Clinton's chief economic advisor, an admitted communist. He's been calling for Elon Musk arrest. What do you make of that?
It's extraordinary, particularly when you combine it with Kamala Harris herself saying that her Justice Department would be charged with shutting down and arresting those who were spreading quote-unquote misinformation. Who is to decide what's true and what's false? I think that's the consumer. That's the voter. That's the average American. Let them decide. I see a lot of crazy left-wing stuff on the social media platforms. For example, that there was never any assassination attempt on Donald Trump. That was all a hoax. Nobody ever really got shot. That was staged, and Roger Stone did it. Roger Stone orchestrated it. Well, Alex, if they can sue you falsely for comments that you didn't even really make about Sandy Hook, then are they not liable as well? This has brought members of my family extraordinary harassment. Why did your father orchestrate this fake attack on Donald Trump? This disrespects the memory of Corey Comparatore, the poor guy, the American, the firefighter who took one to the head and died while shielding his daughter and his wife. It's the most outrageous conspiracy theory of the left I've ever seen.
And since you raised that, let's be clear. There was no footage or witnesses live on TV with Sandy Hook, which I do think happened. The internet didn't believe it. It was a huge multi-year story. I barely ever talked about it. They hired PR firms to hype up things I never did to then sue me and then rig court cases to create the Alex Jones exception to the First Amendment, which the Democrats have admitted to on MSNBC and CNN. With Trump, Trump gets grazed, two others get shot, one man gets killed, shot in the back of the head, the firefighter who was shielding his wife and daughter. This happened, and the idiot left, like Rosie O'Donnell goes, when you shoot a big old bullet, you know, she's showing the whole cartridge, it'll blow you. No. She doesn't get when it grazes you, it just does a scrape. Then they go, no, it's a big bullet. It blows the ear off. No, it doesn't. And I've been so busy, I haven't gone out to a field with, say, a watermelon and set it up at 150 yards like this guy did, and I can set the scope where I'm a good enough shot where I will graze, just barely touch the watermelon, and people will see a little scratch on it. Somebody listening, go out and do it and send us a video. I'm too busy to do it. But anybody that's been around this knows this. And then you actually shoot, then I'll shoot the watermelon dead on, and it'll blow the whole back out. So Kennedy, if he'd been grazed on the ear, bullet just whizzes by, barely touches, it cuts you, and it keeps going. Okay? Now, if it hits you in the skull, it goes in, the bullet then expands, fragments with compression, and blasts that gas pressure out. The back of the head blows off, and the head opens up like a flower, basically. So these idiots don't understand guns, Roger.
Well, look, there's not only the question that Corey Compiteri lost his life. Two people were seriously wounded. Yes, I'm sorry, there are photographs of Trump's ear immediately after he got grazed by a bullet. And there's a lot of blood. But Joy Reid, for example, at MSNBC, says that this was all orchestrated, that Trump bit some kind of capsule that simulated this blood. This is truly insanity. But my daughter works as a nurse in an emergency room, and she's been accosted. Why did your father orchestrate this fake assassination attempt on Trump? I'm sorry, if they're going to be able to destroy you based on these lies, they're lying about me, and they should be held responsible.
Well, under the First Amendment, they have a right to lie about you. They rigged the cases against me. What they don't have a right to do is harass you. And I know your wife's been physically attacked, you've been attacked, and they know exactly what they're doing. But that's why The Rock came out, we'll play a clip in a moment, and said he likes Trump. Trump's always been a great guy, and he's worried about Democrats because they're pushing violence. That's an endorsement. He didn't say, I officially endorse him. He said, I've known him. He's a great guy. Always liked him. Plus, the Democrats are dangerous. That is a powerful statement. So is the statement by Elton John. The reporter's like, you don't support him, we know, but what do you think of him? And he's like, no, I think he's a genius. I like him a lot. He's a great guy. So again, that is a major sign that people in the system, and there's a bunch of other examples, understand this is do or die. And you've had Musk come out and say he fully endorses Trump and now putting in tons of money. You've got all these other prominent people. This has really got the system scared. So let's back-to-back play The Rock at an amazing event that Patrick Bet-David just put on over the weekend. Congratulations, how he's exploded. He's been big for 6-7 years, but he's really big now. Congratulations to Patrick Bet-David. It's great to have more people super hardcore and reaching tens of millions a day. And congratulations to The Rock doing the right thing. And congratulate, that makes up for his Maui behavior with Oprah. And congratulations to, you know, obviously everybody else that is doing that, like Elton John. Let's roll those clips back to back.
Trump used to come watch me wrestle all the time, back at Madison Square Garden. Now, it was great. First time I saw him, though, he said, let me see the eyebrow. I said, got it, there it is. That's cool. So he was a fan. He watched you as a fan.
Oh, he was. Yeah,
that's cool. He used to come to Madison Square Garden all the time. Big
surprise. Whether you love Donald, you don't love Donald, it doesn't matter. Tried to assassinate him. There's no room for that. And yes. Despite it being who we were in that moment, I still believe in my core that is not who we are as a country. So him standing up in that moment, you wanted to see that.
I know that you're not a supporter of Donald Trump's. He loves your music. How did it feel when he took the lyrics to Rocket Man and he used it as a nickname for Kim Jong-un, and then he gave Kim Jong-un...
I laughed. I thought it was brilliant. I just thought, good on you, Donald. I'm the Rocket Man, yeah. I mean, Donald's always been a fan of mine, and he's been to my concerts many, many times. So, I've always been friendly towards him, and I thank him for his support. Yeah, when he did that, I just thought it was hilarious. It made me laugh.
He gave Kim one of your CDs and signed it. That was in one of the books about him, because Kim, I guess, didn't know the song, so...
What's that?
He gave Kim Jong-un the signed CD.
Yes.
You know, which he'd never heard of it.
I know, because he hasn't heard of me, Kim Jong-un. Maybe he'd be very surprised if he had. I've never toured North Korea, and I have no intention of doing so. I thought it was a light moment, and it was fun.
So they're trying to get Elton John to attack Trump, and he doesn't. And The Rock says, look, Trump got shot. He stood up and said, fight, fight, fight. This is dangerous what the Democrats are doing. Again, this is another major bellwether sign. I've got so many other examples here, Roger. What do you make of Trump way ahead in the betting markets now, way ahead in New York Times polls that actually do real polls in the case? I looked at the methodology versus all these fake stories and fake polls they admit Kamala's flooding the zone with.
You know, Alex, I looked specifically at that New York Times Siena College poll that I think a few weeks ago had Trump trailing by 3. And it was pretty easy to see that they had oversampled Democrats to get that result. Now, maybe they did it purposely. Maybe it was a methodological mistake. It's possible. That was corrected in this poll. So in this poll, you had what I think was a more accurate sample from which to poll, now has Trump leading by 1. A very good source tells me that in Pennsylvania, a new poll taken for Senator Bob Casey, Democrat who's running for re-election, shows Kamala now trailing in Pennsylvania by 2. And with Trump having major movement in the collar counties around Philadelphia, and particularly among women, based specifically on economic issues, on inflation, the cost of groceries, the cost of living, the cost of gasoline. So I'm optimistic. The most amazing development, though, Alex, is the endorsement of Dick Cheney, the vice president who foisted upon this country a completely fake war.
By the way, you just read my mind. That was my next question. If you think it's okay to kill people in order to get rich, you're on their side. Tucker Carlson responds to the Cheney clan endorsing Kamala. And then, start over, so I want to interrupt you. But then George W. comes out and says, I'm not endorsing Kamala, which is a tacit endorsement of Trump. What do you make of that? Start over.
Well, first of all, Dick Cheney used to be the most hated man on the American left. I mean, he lied our way into war, as you know. This is a war in which tens of thousands of Americans lost their lives and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis lost their lives based on Dick Cheney's false claim that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and that Saddam Hussein was somehow involved in the attack on America on 9/11. Those are two massive lies. Now, Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton, made tens of millions of dollars.
$7 billion.
On this fake war. Just the idea that the mainstream media, I watched this interview with Dana Bash on CNN. She thinks the endorsement of Dick Cheney, one of the most hated men in America, is more important than the historic endorsement of Donald Trump by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I think distinguished himself in his campaign by talking about issues that no one else
sure
would talk about, and who now clearly recognizes the innate danger of the deep state and the neocon war machine. If you took a poll today, I guarantee you that Robert Kennedy's better known than Dick Cheney, and I guarantee you that he is more respected and more popular than Dick Cheney.
Well, sure. Let me add to that. I think it's clear. It's a no-brainer. Liz Cheney endorsing Kamala and now Dick Cheney, her father, doing it is an obvious giant negative. In fact, in the history of Congress, you know this, there's never been an incumbent get as bad a numbers as she got. Then you got Kinzinger and the rest of them. These establishment neocons are loathed and hated. And haven't the neocons pretty much now finally been driven from leadership positions in the Republican Party, other than like Lindsey Graham?
Certainly, this is a new Republican Party. This is the party of America first. But look, I'll take this trade all day. Robert F. Kennedy, and particularly Tulsi Gabbard, who I just am extraordinarily impressed with as a communicator, as someone who's really exposed the war machine. I will trade them any day of the week for Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, and Adam Kinzinger. It's not sure. Even close. We're on the cusp of a realignment in this country. We are on the cusp of building a new American majority based on common sense. This is historic. And look, Robert Kennedy's got to be given huge credit for putting aside his own aspirations, putting aside his own ego. There's nothing in this for him. As he correctly said, there was no quid pro quo. He's been promised nothing by Donald Trump other than a seat at the table where they can work together to correct the excesses of Big Pharma and to stop the poisoning of our food and to stop the war machine. So to me, Robert Kennedy is a hero for what he's done here. Just think about this for a moment, because you grew up at the same time. I'm a little older than you, but not that much. Kennedy, the most revered name in the Democrat Party, endorsing the Republican candidate for president. This is truly, truly historic.
Now, Roger, a little bird, also very close to Trump, told me last week that Trump is so busy campaigning and running everything, and that he really does still mainly watch CNN, Fox News, and ABC, which ABC he hates, but he does admits he watches it. And he's finally in interviews going, you know, the internet's bigger and really starting to take away from the mainstream media. No, it's been a shadow for a long time, but so many older politicians like Trump, who aren't savvy like you, who's older, but you know, has always been at the cutting edge, still doesn't get that it's way bigger. He's like, yeah, Elon Musk got like a billion plus people that clicked on it, and they estimated 700 million watched large parts of it just in the one feed that everybody else posted it. We had like 15 million views of it ourselves on the channel. I mean, it's insane. So I think Trump realizing that the system doesn't have power anymore and just to ignore the mainstream media pretty much is the way to go, and not always respond like he did when he was president to every new little bomb that Acosta or somebody would throw at him to divert him. I think it's really a big deal that Trump is starting to really, really understand that.
You know, I think the key to this has been his son, Barron. His son, Barron, is very tuned into alternative media, particularly some of the more popular podcasters, which now you see Trump reaching enormous new audiences. This terrific interview he did with Sean Ryan, who I'm not that familiar with, but I've seen his numbers, and they're very, very impressive. I hope he goes on with Patrick Bet David soon.
No, Grace, let me stop you real quick with a limited time. Do 5 more minutes, and then Dr. Drew's coming up. Quickly, though, I front the little bird story. That Trump really didn't even know much about Tulsi Gabbard. And then once he found out how amazing he was, gosh, he's like, why didn't I pick her? He wants Kennedy, but why did I get her for VP? Or why didn't I mean, so he's just now discovered her.
Yeah, he's very, very high on her, as he should be. She's a great communicator, and you really need to read her book about why she left the Democrat Party. But
look, I know you're friends with her, but did you hear the same thing, that Trump just kind of now discovered her?
I think he now fully appreciates how great she is. I don't think he'd ever really focused on the way she destroyed Kamala Harris in that debate. But don't sell J.D. Vance short. His moment is going to come. There's going to be a defining moment in this campaign. I think it'll be in the debate when he crushes and exposes Tim Walz. And he's going to prove to be the right guy.
I agree. Stay there. Do 5 more minutes. We'll talk about the debate coming up tomorrow night. And then Dr. Drew joins us for the rest of the hour. Roger Stone's our guest, StoneZone.com. Be sure to follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing.